Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's a sold-out venue with over 1,800 exhibitors with cool new products to show and tell about. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. We're broadcasting from IFA in Berlin, Germany. Here on the September 7th weekend, we've been coming here covering IFA since 2003, and in our 23 years on the air, bringing you further Into Tomorrow. This is always our most favorite remote broadcast around the world. So much to see, so much to share with you, and all 3 hours of today's program are brought to you, of course, from Berlin, Germany. And this Into Tomorrow special brought to you in part by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. Visit WDC.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. Visit QuietMark.com. And by XYZ Printing, launching future gazing tech for the home and beyond. XYZ Printing. .com. Our next guest is with a company that is very involved with end-to-end technology as a provider of all kinds of cool things for a lot of years. He is the Vice President for the Consumer Product Group for Dell, Raza Heather. Raza, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Good, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Always exciting here at IFA.
Absolutely.
And I bet you guys have new things to show that you
regularly do. We do. We are very excited to be here. I'm excited to be here on the show with you.
Ah, terrific. What are you showing at IFA this year?
Sure. So we've got a complete new range of consumer products here, Dave. And before we even get into the products, I'll just tell you, we've basically got three themes of innovation that we are showing off here at Dell. The first is our continued leadership in the premium and gaming lineups, and we have a bunch of really cool products in our XPS and Alienware families.
And you guys, I've got to remind our audience, have always been a leader, especially in the gaming things.
Absolutely.
And since you've got Alienware as part of the family and everything else, you're just always kicking some butt.
Absolutely. I'm glad you say that, and we want to continue to kick some butt in that space.
Sure.
And continue our leadership in that segment. So that's the first one. The second is we also want to expand our leadership in hardware in the mainstream product categories. If you think of it, you know, more than 80% of users buy PCs less than $1,000, and we want to give them something to be excited about and inspired about, so they love their PC as much as someone who buys a $2,500 gaming product.
Like the high-end gamer who's spending money that we wish we had to spend in order to do email checking and web browsing and some business.
Absolutely.
But there's no need to spend that kind of money.
That's correct, because you can be equally inspired and delighted by some of our more mainstream designs, and I have some products to show with you on that front, too.
Good.
And then the third theme is we're actually expanding our investments and innovations in these software and solution space so that people can actually have a much better experience when they're using a PC, even on other devices that aren't necessarily Dell. So one of my favorite things is this thing called Dell Mobile Connect, and it basically lets you integrate your smartphone into your PC screen so you can leave your phone in your pocket or in your bag while you're working and answer calls, take a text, chat on WhatsApp, call your Uber, post something on Twitter.
So you can do this on our laptop or a desktop.
Without touching your phone.
I love that.
Great.
Oh, I'm going to have to replace a machine, I can already tell. Awesome. Because, I mean, think of the convenience of that. There are so many times when, oh, man, I'm working on the desktop or the laptop, and, yeah, text is coming in, now I got to pick up that device separately.
Right.
Or, gee, if only I could do it on the desktop because I'm working on the desktop right now. That's very clever of you guys.
Great, I'm glad. And we're the only company that kind of does that right now, and I'm very proud of that.
Ah, as well you should be. And what is that feature called?
It's called Dell Mobile Connect. It's available
to
all Dell users on any Dell PC that they buy.
Gotcha. And yet it works on any mobile device.
On any mobile device.
So if you're an iPhone-y or like me, an Android, whatever the case, it's going to work.
It's going to work.
Ah, I'm loving that. Well, you guys continue to drive innovation, so somebody's going to copy you very soon if they haven't already. And, of course, showing at a show like this, it's like people are going, now that's a great idea. Yeah. Let's figure out how to do that. Well, you've already got it done.
That's right. And we love it when people copy our ideas.
Of course.
It's imitation, the sincerest form of flattery.
Exactly. And you could always say, but we did it first.
That's right.
And that's what counts. And, of course, equipment itself is also what you're showing. I mean, some of these cool new laptops, tell us about them.
Absolutely.
And for those listening on the radio at the moment, have no fear when you have an opportunity and you're not driving, for example, intotomorrow.com, and you're going to be able to see all the videos from all the radio interviews here from Berlin, Germany, including Raza and what he is now showing.
Great, thank you. So, you know, I'll just make a plug. We are in Hall 16, booth 201, and with hundreds of products, but I bought two to show the users here.
Mm-hmm.
The first was to highlight the point I made about exciting and inspiring our mainstream users, right? So we basically took a lot of lessons from our premium XPS family, which is our premium called by Laptop Magazine as the standard for Windows laptops, and built what's the Inspiron 7000. And it takes a lot of the design cues with aluminum, CNC'd edges, and a beautiful kind of shiny aluminum CNC material with a very narrow border panel. So you can basically see it. It shrinks the footprint a lot.
Compared to this tablet-turned laptop wannabe that is mostly a frame.
That's exactly right. And so we basically minimized our borders, which is something we pioneered with the XPS. Mm. And in this case, we actually put a really small, we innovated in a really tiny web camera. So you can have a web camera on top to give you perfect...
I'm going to get rid of some glare here so Chris can actually see that it's a very tiny webcam, and he's having to work on focus. There we go. Very tiny webcam that's almost, I guess we've talked a lot lately about mobile phones and notches in some cases.
That's right.
Not really a notch, but it's placed there
inside
to do the job, and it's not going to block anything on
your
screen.
And it allows you to keep the small footprint with narrow borders so you get a beautiful front-of-screen experience without compromising that. And this product is also a convertible.
Nice.
So you can use it in... You know, if you're watching movies or doing some content in that format, too.
So a tablet form, easily converted, great hinges to take care of that.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So that's the first product. The second product I wanted to just highlight is, again, similar to, is also a convertible. What's different about this is our first Chromebook.
Oh, very fine.
In the more premium space. And the purpose for this device is, if you're familiar with Chromebooks, especially in the U.S., you know, a lot of the kids use them for schools and education. And as that market, or as those kids are aging from elementary and middle school to high school and college, we thought they need a device that's better suited to their personality, they're proud to carry, and they can be more productive on.
Yeah.
So we built a more premium-looking Chromebook that's on retail. It's also, again, a convertible, the chic, sleek aluminum chassis. And the cool thing about this one is it's actually got a pen integrated right into it. So you can...
So a stylus right in the device
itself.
Right
in the device, so you can
love
use
it.
Type on it, don't lose it.
Yeah.
Because lots of us lose our things.
Right? I've had several mobile devices that had a great stylus, and I have no idea where it is now.
Exactly.
That happens.
So those are two that I'd like to show to your users today.
Terrific. And when are they available, and for how much, U.S. dollars, more or less?
Sure. This one, the Inspiron 7000 convertible, is available in October, and it's starting at $799. And same thing here. This is available October 20th, I think, roundabout, and it starts at $599.
Awesome. And we've been talking a lot on the show the last several months, last couple of years for that matter, about the popularity and growing popularity of Chromebooks.
That's right.
Because, as you mentioned, they could be very handy and easily upgrade your computing experience because you're not dependent on whatever hard drive it may have or platform or otherwise, it's using Chrome and all the Google goodies. So glad to see that Dell has got a nice-looking Chromebook. Excellent. Very affordable at that.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Awesome. For more information, of course, Dell.com. Can't beat that. Very easy to remember as well. And we'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Raza, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here in Berlin. And we'll do our best to swing by your exhibit because I know there's hundreds more products to see.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dave. Glad to be here.
It's our pleasure. Back with more from IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus-powered portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2,600 megabytes per second. The Envoy Pro EX is a powerhouse, inside and out. Learn more about the OWC Envoy Pro EX at OWCDigital.com.
With more from Berlin, Germany and IFA, this is Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning in. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, from IFA in Berlin, brought to you in part by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at OWCDigital.com. And by Dexcom, the G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. And IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including Dell, Brother, Yole, Technisat, UMC Sharp, Bosch, Rolle, and Clore. Creating some of the best sound solutions in their class, Jabra is giving you what you need for unsurpassed call and music experience. We've talked to folks, especially our next guest from Jabra over the years, many times because they're always coming out with cool new things to talk about. And no exception here at IFA. Senior Vice President for Marketing with Jabra, Callum McDougall. Callum, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Dave. It's good to see you again, once again, here in Berlin for another edition of IFA.
Oh, yes. It's in all of our 23 years on the air, since 2003, we've been doing IFA, and this is always our favorite remote broadcast because it's such a huge show. It's the largest in the world, covering all kinds of consumer tech and home appliances, and it's just an amazing thing to experience for our audience. We're always delighted, and that's why we always like to have folks like you on the show to talk about what you're showing here. So what is Jabra up to these days?
Yeah, we're making headphones, and we're making headphones for people who want to listen to music and want to talk to their friends and family. Maybe they want to talk to a virtual assistant like Alexa or Google or Siri. And we're making what we describe as our elite range of headphones. And this is really about no compromise for people who want to use headphones, not just for great music, but for voice as well. So we put all our microphone technology and capability into the elite range, as well as speakers' great audio capability for music.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, I think the favorite part of our elite range for us and for consumers out there is the 65T, which is our true wireless product.
So T is for true.
T is for true wireless. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And as the name suggests, that means no wires at all. Just earbuds that you put in your ears and you can use to listen to music, talk to your friends and family, block out noise, or talk to Alexa if you like.
Because you bring up an important point, because a lot of people say, I thought I was buying wireless earbuds, but they came with a wire on them, you know, but they have to put on the back of my neck, and it's irritating or it's bothersome, and I'm running or I'm at the gym. Or, it's not really wireless, is it? Well, no, but the 65T is a great example. The T is for true wireless, and that's what counts. And I want to show, so Chris can zoom in, we're talking about this carrying case that is very convenient, very small. You see Jabra on the front. We carry them in our pockets. You know, you easily put them in a laptop bag or just any carry-on, and they're very convenient, and they charge while in the case. You see, I open the case, and the light's on, and it shows me that it's charging. As soon as I put one of the earbuds back in, of course, it's charging again. And it's just a really amazing product that is truly good quality, too. We're not talking about, well, great, so it charges in the case and they're nice and convenient and portable. We're talking about quality, and let's face it, we have an option of wearing almost any of them because a lot of the companies send us evaluation units and things for prizes to share with our audience. These are the ones that we choose. That tells you something right there. And they're not a sponsor, so it's not like he's paying me to say that. It's the truth. So, and you've brought a couple to show us, too, that are somewhat different, I'm assuming.
Yes. I think we introduced the 65T earlier this year. We're pleased to see many people like you enjoy using them. But we wanted to offer people more choice. So the first thing that we did was introduce an active variant of the 65T with a more durable, better fit accelerometer if you want to listen to music while you're running and count your steps. And this time around here at IFA, we're bringing a broader range of colors. We want you to have the best possible choice of true wireless. So we have here a beige gold variant, perhaps for those of you who want a little bit of a different type of color. I'll just open the case a moment.
Yeah, I have the same issue if I've cut my fingernails. You can't get a fingernail in there to open it as easily. But yes.
So there you can see the gold beige variant. We have a copper red variant. We have a copper blue variant. And this is a new product that we've introduced here, which is the active variant in copper black. And that will be sold exclusively through our friends at Amazon. And it comes with 3 months free Amazon Music.
Oh.
One-touch access to Audible and Amazon Music as well. And, of course, one-touch access to Alexa. So simply press the button once, and you can ask Alexa to do whatever you need her to do.
And you don't need Alexa to be – you don't need to be home wearing your earbuds for that, because you can connect with your Alexa – anywhere in the world, for that matter.
Exactly. It's Alexa on the go. I think more and more people are using voice assistants in the home. Here you can access your voice assistant on the go. These are designed and sold through Amazon for Alexa. But really, if you want to use Siri, if you want to use Google or Alexa, it's up to you. You can access any of the voice assistants through our products. We'll deliver you a great-looking product, great fit, great quality. You choose who you want to talk to.
Now, see, that's also important. I don't want that to be glanced over too quickly, because a lot of folks are just stuck with one or the other. You either have to use Google Home or you have to use Alexa. The fact that you give us a choice is important. For example, I'm not thrilled with Bing as a search engine. Well, that's because of the deal with Microsoft and Amazon for Alexa. So I use Google Home for my searches because it's Google. Here you have a choice, and I think that's very important. Obviously, your folks thought ahead and says, well, what do consumers want? Not everybody's in love with Alexa. I've just woke up Alexa all over the world, I'm sure. But it's not just about one platform.
It's not. I think our job is to create good quality, good fitting, great audio devices. How you want to use them is up to you.
And the fact that you also have this available now with 3 months of Amazon Music, that's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of folks that may be on the border of deciding, do I want to go that route or not? Well, but I want good earbuds. I can get both. And then you find out if after 3 months you're liking that service, then fine. You continue to pay for it.
That's exactly it. Again, it's up to you.
Right.
We know you're going to want to listen to music, probably particularly with the active ones when you're running.
Yeah.
We give you the chance to do so. And if you like it, you can, of course, carry on the service with Amazon. That's your choice entirely.
Exactly. And, of course, in various colors, too. So you could be styling as you're running down the street.
Exactly. We have the copper red variant, the copper blue variant, new titanium black variant. So it's up to you to choose the colors that suit you best. It's something that you're going to be wearing probably much of the day, whether you're commuting, perhaps going backwards and forwards from work, in the office, going for a run. You want something that's comfortable, something that's fit, something that's durable, and a color of your choice. And that's what we can offer.
And Callum, I'm also curious, what do you guys think is the future of voice assistants in general? Obviously, you realize the popularity of the Alexas and the Google Homes and the Bixbys and whatever else, whether it's Siri or otherwise. The fact is there's a lot of voice assistant usage going on these days, and a lot more people are discovering the convenience. Now, if you're also doing them with your Jabra earbuds, it couldn't be easier.
Exactly. And I think we more and more see people wanting to use voice as an interface, a voice of getting things done. In a way, it's the natural way to communicate.
Yeah.
You and I are sitting here talking.
Exactly.
I'm not sending you text messages. So I think it's the natural way that people want to communicate and get things done. And we see people doing it more and more. Of our 65T users, over half are using a voice assistant on a weekly basis. So it is a popular thing to use when you're out and about, check what the weather's going to be like, start your music playlist, maybe order something from Amazon if you wish.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because, Chris, I want you to do a quick pan over to our two millennial producers who are taking selfies and texting each other, and they're about 3 feet apart. And see, they don't even know that we're talking about them because they're busy selfieing and so. But that's at least it's all about choice again. So you've got to deal with choice. Love it, Callum. You're always a delight to have on the show, and always coming up with cool things to talk about. Keep it up, and we'll keep enjoying having you on.
It's a pleasure to see you, Dave, and it's always fun to be able to talk about our products. I think the Elite Range of products offer something new and different to people. It's never a chore to talk about them.
That's for sure. Makes it fun. By all means, you want to visit Jabra.com, J-A-B-R-A. We'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. If you're listening on the radio or listening perhaps as you're jogging, have no fear when you get to your computer or mobile device, whatever the case, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com and look for the interview with Callum, and you'll see the video of all these cool things we're talking about. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Into Tomorrow continues from the night before the official opening of IFA. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back to the program. Thank you for tuning in. We're broadcasting this evening from the Showstoppers Press Event, the official press gathering, if you will, for us journalist types to get a special sneak peek at some of the cool things being exhibited here at IFA in Berlin, Germany. Intotomorrow.com, where videos of all of our interviews are also found, as well as our social media, or our anti-social media, if you refer to it that way, as we've been talking so many months now about Facebook and all those kinds of things. But just as importantly, it's always great to have some radio guests as well, and you got to come to the site and see the video. This next company is at the forefront of finding a dynamic solution to noise pollution. I know what you're thinking. Okay, Dave, stop talking. No. That's not what they mean. Here to tell us more is the founder and manager of a company, an organization called Quiet Mark, Poppy Schuyler. Poppy, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And listening to you, I'm guessing you must be from, London, perhaps?
Absolutely. Good old United Kingdom.
Oh, yes, indeed. So glad to have you with us. We didn't come here from London, which would have been an easy trip, because we're in Berlin. Came here from Tokyo.
Yeah, we've been doing a global tour by demand this summer.
By demand.
Yes, and we're also very proud to have launched in the USA this summer.
Yes, cheers.
Yes. So we have a special relationship.
Yes, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, then, especially our U.S. audience and our Canadian audience, maybe you'll get to them at some point, too. But tell me, first of all, what is Quiet Mark all about? And then we're going to get into some ideas and things that you're displaying here.
So Quiet Mark is the first global award for the quietest technology that surrounds us. So we've tested between 40 to 60 categories of appliances, cars, materials we build our houses with.
Wow.
Rigorously, technically, we found the very, very quietest. We tested it in labs with all of the latest sound measurement equipments to basically make a very easy way for us as consumers to choose the quietest products to help us have more peace and quiet in our homes, offices, and living spaces.
Well, how cool is that? I mean, I'm imagining folks listening saying, so you don't make products, right? But you put your Quiet Mark on products that have been made by others that are in fact meeting your standards of quietness?
We technically assess them, and then we award the very quietest the quiet mark, and then wow. brands can then use that mark to shout about how quiet they are.
Wow. So if I'm quiet on the radio, if I if I speak to you like this,
should we whisper?
Yes. Can I be awarded a quiet mark?
Quiet Dave.
Quiet Dave.
There are lots of quiet marks out there. I mean, we have to start Quiet Dave.
I have to change my name, or you have to change the award.
Dave's a very popular
quiet
name.
Quiet Dave. Yes. But of course, it's hard to be quiet on the radio. That defeats the purpose, right? But I love the concept, though. So you really are testing probably thousands of products of all kinds of categories. I mean, I'm looking across the floor here at the Showstoppers press event, and I'm seeing everything from vacuum cleaners to what appear to be, I don't know, air purifiers, blenders. We've got some here, hair dryers. When you brought a hair dryer over, I said, oh, come on, this can't be quiet. It's a hair dryer.
Typically,
but it is.
Yeah, hair dryers are like over 100, 105 decibels, and you're holding it a few inches away from your ears.
Yeah.
So what we have here is third quietest hairdryer in the world.
Why didn't you bring the quietest? I'm not good enough for the first. No, I'm teasing.
Didn't fit in my suitcase.
Oh, well, there you go.
But basically, this is called Silence Dry by Grundig, and it's launching here, Aoife, this show.
Okay, German company, Grundig. So
and basically, it is very, very powerful, but very quiet. So what we're saying is that you can have a very powerful machine. If companies invest more in acoustics, we can have the beauty of both, quietness and the powerful machines we want around us.
So I'm getting the impression that over the years, perhaps a lot of companies haven't been concerned about the decibel level that they're putting out. They're just saying, well, our product works and it does what it's supposed to do. Yes, but it's noisy. It's very loud. It's I hate using whatever, you know, fill in the blank kind of product because it's so loud. Of course, it gets the job done. But that's where QuietMark comes in and says, ah, but look at the things that we put our award to. And perhaps you want to consider one of those products.
Exactly.
And you don't sell the product, so it's not like you're in the market to say, buy this hairdryer or that blender. You're making recommendations.
So we've basically, in America, we've partnered with Good Housekeeping magazine, and we are now their official noise testing partners. So if you look in the magazines, you'll see under all the product that have been tested, you'll see the little quiet mark with 3, 2, and 1 stars. And the 3 means it's very quiet, it's done really well, and the 1, I'm afraid, needs more investment in their acoustics.
Oh, so it's not the it's not the opposite. It's not like 1 is number 1.
No, 1 is naughty. 1 is like
is naughty. I like that. I'm going to remember 1 is naughty.
One star is naughty.
Yeah, one star, naughty.
Very loud.
So you're looking for 3 stars.
3 stars means really amazingly quiet. We love you.
Yeah. Now, do you also do cars? Like, I'm guessing some electric vehicles that are so quiet they sneak up on you.
So,
but do you award the quietest electric car, for example?
Car noise is very complex because there are so many noises involved in a car.
Yeah.
Without, you know, taking up an hour of your radio time to explain.
Well, we don't have that much.
Exactly.
But I can already guarantee I'm going to get you on the show again. There's so much more to talk about. But I'm sorry, you were saying.
So basically, we partner with certain companies that have Uber investors. So BMW, I have amazingly quiet cars. And we also partnered on a feature film called In Pursuit of Silence by Patrick Shen. And we were able to feature one or two of the Quiet Mark awarded brands that are really leading the acoustic design revolution within that feature film.
Very cool. And I'll bet we can get more information at quietmark.com. Perfect website for what you do. So thank you, Poppy, for joining us.
Dave, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, by all means. QuietMark.com. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, then you can also, of course, hear Poppy's interview, all 3 hours of this week's broadcast from Berlin, Germany. And, of course, check out all the videos, too. And trust me, you want to see this one. There's some really cool products. And Poppy's not too bad to see either. She's fun to talk to as well. Intotomorrow.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany, and IFA here on the Advanced Media Network.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day.
888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
We're back into tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us on the program. If you should miss any of our 3 hours again this week, or this week and next week, depending on when you're listening, know that it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com, along with video of all of the radio interviews from IFA in Berlin. We don't want you to miss a minute of that. There's so much to cover. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. And by QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. QuietMark.com for more. And by our friends from I'll Call Communications. For small business phones, just tell them I'll Call. Visit ISLECall.com. Our next guest is introducing a cool new product here at IFA that if you are into the water and like to go underwater, how would you like to scoot underwater? And you think, what? How could you possibly do that? Well, the chief technology officer for a company called Shenzhen Janino is Wong. Wong, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. You brought a rather unique device. So for those listening on the radio, again, intotomorrow.com, you'll see the video. But those who are already watching the video, this is pretty cool. It's a Trident underwater scooter, yes?
Yes, it is an underwater scooter named Trident. We use the name of the weapon from the sea god called Poseidon.
Yes.
It's using the three-trial Trident weapon. So we use this mighty weapon to name our product. That means Trident is powerful, it is fast, and it is cool that for you to use underwater like a Poseidon.
Okay, so think of a hoverboard, I guess, but underwater.
Yes, exactly.
So we would simply stand on this platform, right?
Simply or you grab the platform.
You grab it,
or you
okay.
Grab this one.
Oh, okay.
Grab the handles there.
All right.
And you press both of the buttons, and you will see the propellers screaming.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And powerful then thrust comes from propellers.
Right.
Leading you into the ocean.
Okay, got you. Good, because I was going to say if you stood on here, that seems a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that. Okay, now I understand. So these handles that you'd simply reach through, push the buttons, and it propels you.
Yes.
And now it looks like because you can control each propeller differently, that you would be able to make turns and so forth? Or?
Well, actually, the Trident is designed to for open water free diving and also free with swimming. You just have to grab the handles and turn left, turn right.
Oh, okay,
turn up,
so you're just
down.
Turning it very easily, very naturally.
Yeah, every direction, every motion, every move. It's your choice.
Okay. And now, primarily, what's the market for this? Who are you looking to sell these to?
Well, very good question, Dave. We're actually selling the Trident for, you know, people who swim well and they want to swim better, but they don't want to spend too much energy. They want to be tired.
There you go.
Yeah, they can use the Trident to, you know, swim across the ocean in the coastal swim and to do also the fancy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know that they'd swim across the ocean with it. It probably doesn't last that long, the battery. But swim in the ocean at least, right? I just don't want to mislead people. It's like, I could actually use this to cross the ocean. That would be difficult.
Yeah. Small distance.
Right, exactly. Just off the coast, maybe.
Off the coast.
Yeah.
And
you
also
can pretend to be your own submarine almost by just holding on to this.
Holding up, and also for divers.
Okay.
Who loves to go on the ocean.
Oh, that's true. So if you're a scuba diver.
Yeah, scuba diver.
This would be a great way to move around.
As well.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
very cool.
And it can go deep down up to 50 meters.
Okay.
Yeah, cover the most diving distance that people can go down. And also, and last for probably 60 minutes. Pretty long.
So about an hour's worth of battery on a fresh charge.
Yeah, that's right. And the best part is you can change it.
The battery is changeable.
Okay, yeah. So you can keep a spare charge.
You can spare up charge, and it will be you can use for another extra hour.
Yeah. Chris is just reminding me, what about lifeguards, ocean rescue, people like that? Because if it moves fast, perhaps a lifeguard on a beach needs to get to someone quickly, this probably would be a great idea. Use the Trident and get out to someone who needs help.
Very innovative idea. And we are thinking about, arming this, arm this equipment with coast guards, with police.
Sure.
And it's very convenient. You can swim much faster than you swim on your arms.
Sure, because this is pulling you with the powerful propellers.
Powerful propellers, maximum up to 1.5 meter per second.
Wow. So it does have some speed there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty quick. Is it available yet on the market?
It is. It will be released in October.
Okay.
Yes,
of this year.
Yeah,
good.
This year.
So and, about a month. Yeah.
The model is pretty very close to the final production.
Okay. Do you have a price in dollars yet? A ballpark price? An idea what it might cost?
Yes, we do. And it's not very expensive. It's just $600 per piece.
Okay. Yes. So $600.
Yeah. We're offering this machine.
Yeah.
And also with, handy bags that you can carry with them.
Oh, good.
Also with anti-loose ropes around your neck.
Yeah. Rope around your neck?
Yeah, rope around your wrist.
Oh, that's much better. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no worries. I just wanted to make sure. And there's some weight to it, which is good because it's going to be much lighter in the water, of course.
Exactly.
And this is called the Trident Underwater Scooter.
That's right.
And we can get more information at your website?
That's absolutely.
Very good. Which is genino.com. It's GENEINNO.com. Visit us at intotomorrow.com, and we'll get you there so you can find out what Wong and his team are up to and perhaps even order one. Yeah?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
It's our pleasure to have you. Intotomorrow.com is where you're going to catch all the videos from all of the radio interviews here at IFA in Berlin. Don't miss a minute of everything that we're talking about. And in the meantime, stay tuned for more. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue Into Tomorrow from the Advanced Radio Network.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany, and IFA. It's the future is here in Berlin. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Our friends from Isle Call Communications help us out, especially while we're traveling. For small business phones, just tell them Isle Call. Visit islecall.com. And brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000. That's radio, the word radio, to 35000. And also brought to you in part by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. Our next guest here at IFA in Berlin, joining us on Into Tomorrow, makes the modern-day love messenger. And you think, whoa, that sounds fun. What could that be? Well, stay tuned. We're about to tell you. The co-founder and CEO of a company called Lovebox is Jean Gregoire. Did I say your name right?
Very, very good.
Oh, good. So maybe one day I'll have a Lovebox because I don't know how to say your name. Tell me, Jean, what the Lovebox is all about. First of all, tell me about your company, and then we'll get into the actual product.
Yeah. So it's a company. It's a French company.
I would never have guessed.
Given the product. Yeah. We are a team of six people between France and San Francisco. Wow. And so we created a messaging device for your loved ones only. And it really, you know, help you keep connected, having an emotional connection with them. Mm-hmm. So you gift this box to a person you love. It can be your mother, your significant other, any family member you really love. And then they have this at home. It's connected to their Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. And on your side, you have a mobile app which allows you to send messages to the love box.
And so, when you send a message, I'm guessing here, let me get my hand out of the way of the camera shot. Again, if you're listening on the radio, don't worry. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see the video of all the radio interviews. And just look for the video with Jean and talking about the love box. And it's a small, for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video, like a very small jewelry box or something you might put your rings in or something about mm-hmm. that size. And on the outside is a plastic heart, a nice red heart that is moving back and forth a lot. Like, I must have a message in this love box.
Exactly. That's the way you know when you go home and you see the heart spinning, it notifies that you have a message, and it will continue spinning until you open the lid.
Okay.
Just do
please,
it.
Please go right ahead so that way I can angle it.
The message inside.
Look inside. There's an LCD screen with a I'm going to drop it. With a message. In this case, it says, I just arrived at the IFA. I found something for you. Miss you. A collective aw. But that's very cool. So not only could you use this for your significant other, and clearly you can customize messages, right?
Exactly.
So you can say whatever you want. I mean, we're talking about the love connection here. So yeah. You can say whatever you'd like between consenting adults, for example. Or I'm guessing maybe you want to use something like this for grandmother or some other family member far away that you just want to say hello once in a while and let him or her know what's going on in your life and theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the three big use cases, it's the couples, of course, but it's only 50% of the people who buy one. Got and it. Actually, many people buy that for parents and kids' relationship. And, you know, kids are so happy to see a message from their parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the parents, you know, they stay late at home, at work
or something,
and
sure.
they can see a drawing sent by the parents. Or a lot of people buy that for their grandmother, for example, so that, you know, all the grandchildren can take care of the grandmother and send positive messages to her.
Yeah.
So
that's wonderful because, like, right now the heart is not spinning on the box because we've opened it and read the message. So if you send another message, the heart will start spinning.
Exactly.
And I loved that concept where you mentioned even perhaps young kids, you know, maybe latchkey kids, they're coming home alone after school, but the heart's spinning. Mom or dad sent them a message. You know, love you, glad you're home safe, don't forget your homework, right?
Yeah.
But it's a little message on the LCD screen.
Yeah.
And now, are these available now?
Yeah, so we launched that on Kickstarter. It was last October, and we shipped everything for Christmas. And since we launched, we shipped 10,000 units to customers.
Wow.
50% in Europe and 50% in the U.S. So it's been an amazing launch, and so
we're
super happy.
Ah, and I'm proud that 50% from our country.
Exactly.
And more now that they're hearing about it even more. Mm-hmm. What does it cost?
$99.
Okay. That's affordable, especially for what cool it is. I don't know of anything else that does quite what this does.
Yeah.
So I think you have a unique product there.
Right.
Congratulations and continued good luck to you. This is awesome, and I love the idea. So keep it up.
Thank you so much.
All right. I can only imagine what Lovebox version 2 might be, but we'll find out into tomorrow. I'm sure they're working on something as well. Visit lovebox.love. Yes, that's a correct domain. Lovebox.love. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany, here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.